When Saint James of the Marques died on the 28th of November 1476, his funeral was attended by Pope Sixtus IV, the King of Naples, the royal court, many clergy, and countless lay persons. Every high-ranking person gathered there had no idea that the very body of the saint who they saw lying in his casket would remain incorrupt for centuries to come. Saint James' body remained in the Franciscan Church of Santa Maria la Nova in Naples for over 5 centuries until in 2001, when it was finally transferred to his birthplace of Monte Prandone. There, his incorrupt body remains exposed for the faithful to venerate. Pope Urban VIII beatified him on the 12th of August 1624, and Saint James of the Marques was canonized on the 10th of December 1726 by Pope Benedict XIII. Dominic Gangala was born in 1393 to a poor family in Monte Prandone, Italy. As a boy, he worked as a shepherd, and eventually, it was an uncle who was a priest who arranged for his education. At the age of 12, while traveling through Assisi, Domenico went into the Church of Saint Mary of the Angels to pray. Inspired by the Franciscan friars, he decided to enter the Franciscan order and was given the religious name of James. After he was ordained a priest, his superiors discovered his numerous spiritual gifts and talents. In time, he became known throughout all of Italy as a great preacher, penitent, peacemaker, builder, healer, and a saint. Saint James of the Marques' zeal enabled him to become a persuasive preacher. In his lifetime, he traveled throughout Italy and 13 other countries, converting nearly 250,000 people. In 1426, he and Saint John of Capistrano were named inquisitors against the Fraticelli. The Fraticelli were a group of Franciscan reformers who emerged in Italy during the 13th, 14th, and 15th centuries. Primarily known for their strict adherence to the Franciscan rule of poverty, they opposed the Catholic Church's increasing wealth and viewed it as a corruption of the Franciscan ideals. This very group were declared heretical by Pope Boniface VIII in 1296. Saint James himself even tangled with the Dominican inquisitors over a sermon he preached in Brescia, Italy in 1462, but no decision was rendered in that case. There were even many miracles credited to his ministry. He brought back to God many who had fallen into error, and when a magician wanted to dispute the future saint, he rendered him mute and thus obliged him to retire in confusion. At Milan, he was instrumental in converting 36 women of bad repute by a single sermon on Saint Mary Magdalene. It is said that he brought 50,000 heretics into the church and led 200,000 non-believers to baptism. In addition, God granted Saint James such wisdom that the popes and princesses sought counsel from him. He possessed the gifts of miracles and of prophecy in great measure. Yet his humility surpassed all those distinctions. Together with Saint Bernardine of Siena, James of the Marques countered the widespread superstitions of amulets and charms by promoting the name of Jesus. Saint James took the vow of poverty very seriously. He walked everywhere he went and pulled all his possessions behind him on a small wagon. He didn't have much, just a Bible, a breviary, some books, and theological works, vestments, and vessels for Mass. In 1476, he was sent by the Pope to Naples to aid the ailing king, and on November the 28th, 1476, he died in Naples. O God, you made Blessed James an outstanding preacher to recall sinners to the path of virtue. Mercifully grant that by his intercession, we may be cleansed from all sin and attain to eternal life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Saint James of the Marques, pray for us.